Welcome to the Odin Mobile Nexus 5 tutorial. This is file number 10. Hello everyone, Jared Jika here, and today we are going to discuss the People app. The People app is where your contacts are stored. You can add contacts, add multiple numbers, email address, or email addresses, an address, and even a picture. What we're going to show you how to do today is how to add a contact, add a couple things to a contact, and maybe even delete a contact. Let's get started. I have my Nexus 5 here, so we're going to go ahead and unlock it.
11:41 a.m. Slide area, unlock.
I'm going to go to the app drawer.
Apps, page 1 of 3.
And I'm going to find the People app.
Evolve Zooms. Apps, playbooks, photos. Double tap to select. Double tap, phone. Double tap, music, news and what? Noah web, people. People. Showing items 1 to 3 of 3.
I don't know why TalkBack does that. I have a lot more than 3 in my contacts. I have quite a few. Over 100, I do believe. Now that I'm in the People app, let's just kind of look at what's on the screen at the moment. You could swipe through it or just use Explore by Touch.
Me, 101 contacts, Jared Jicha. Joe, 201. Kelly, A, AJ, ABC's, add contact.
As you see, there's not very many on the screen at a time, and down at the bottom, right above your home button, is the Add button. Let's go ahead and add a contact. Let's show you what happens. I'm going to hit the Add button.
Add contact. Contacts.
Alrighty. So now that I've opened the, well, I've double-tapped Add contact, let's see what's here.
Edit box, name, add organization, phone, edit box, phone, personalize, edit box, email, personalization is a capital T. Personalization, edit box, phone.
Okay, so about half of the screen, or maybe, I don't know if it's quite two-thirds, but about half the screen you can see what's up above, and you can see the name, and you can see that there is a field for a phone number. We'll get to all of that here in just a moment, but as you also notice, my keyboard's already open. Google did not tell me, I should say TalkBack did not tell me that it's open, but it is.
Down list.
What I was doing was just showing you that the keyboard is open. And once you put your finger on the keyboard, if you don't want to type anything, make sure you move your finger, slide your finger up above the keyboard. Make sure your finger is on something else, then lift your finger and you won't type a character. The way we type on Android, in most cases, depending on unless the keyboard's different, if you ever install a different keyboard, it's real simple. You find the letter you want. You lift your finger. You do not double tap when you type. All right. So the first time you open your People app and you add a new contact, it is very possible that you'll see a dialog box that might say something like the contact will be synchronized with, and then it'll read your Gmail address, and you could get an OK button. If you do, simply just hit OK and you'll be fine. Again, as I said, this may happen the first time that you open the People app and that you hit the Add Contact button. At any rate, we are in adding a contact, and we should be in the name field. Now, I'm the type of person, I always double check.
Edit box, name.
What I simply did was double tap the edit field where it wants the name. So now I'm going to type a name. Could you use voice dictation?
Space, comma, symbols, comma, symbol, space, capital O, capital voice input button.
Okay.
Add organization.
As you see, there is a voice button, so you could use voice dictation. However, I do not advise this, as names are always spelled different, and especially some of the names that it's not quite sure, you could get something rather funky. So your best bet is to just type the name. we're going to make up a name and we're going to make up a phone number here. So I'm going to simply, now that I know that I'm in the edit field for the name, we're simply going to type a name. We're going to call this person, let's call them Alex Blue, okay? And we're going to spell it A-L-I-X space B-L-U-E. So I'm going to type it.
Shift. Capital A. Capital A. Delete. L. L. I. I. Comma. X. X. Edit box. Alex.
I wasn't sure if it typed that last letter, so I actually just looked at the edit field. I didn't tap anywhere in the edit field. I just simply put my finger up there to make sure that the X did get typed. Now that I know it did, I'm going to hit space.
Space, Alex. Capital V. Capital B. Capital B. L. L. H. U. U. E. E.
All right, so let's double check the edit field where the name should be.
Google contact edit box, Alex Blue.
All right, so it's got Alex Blue. I could swipe to the next edit field, or I can simply find it.
Expand or collapse name fields. Contact photo. Add organization. Phone. Edit box. Phone. Showing phone keyboard.
As you see, the Google keyboard has now changed to a phone keyboard. It's not going to be a letter keyboard. It is smart enough and knows that you're going to be dialing a phone number. So instead of having the traditional letters where you would have to switch to symbols mode, it has already switched to a phone dial pad. And yes, it does look like a phone dial pad. Again, simply find the numbers you want and lift your finger. We're going to make up a phone number.
4-4-1-1-9-9-2. Add organization phone. Edit box 419. 5-2-2-2-2-6-6-5-5-8-8-1-1-0-0. Edit box 419-226-5810.
All right, as you see, I have added a phone number. Swipe once to the right.
Drop down list, mobile.
And this is how you tell the phone if it's a mobile number, a home number, a work number, whatever the case may be. It selects mobile by default. We're going to go ahead and leave it on mobile just because we can. However, if you're adding someone's home number, simply double tap this drop down list and you'll be brought into it and you can change it to home, work, etc. As I said, we're going to leave it as mobile for now. One thing you can also do, each time you are done typing, you can hit your back button to make a keyboard that you're in go away.
Back button. Keyboard hidden.
As you see, it says keyboard hidden. I'm still in the contact. I'm still in an area where I can edit and do what I need to do, but the keyboard is no longer here now. So now I can see more of what's on the screen, and I can get to it a little easier if I use Explore by Touch. I recommend this in most cases simply because if you accidentally hit a letter or a number, it could get entered into a field and you may not know it. So again, find your back button when you're done typing and simply double tap it and you'll hear it say keyboard hidden. This is the only info I want to put into this contact. So I'm going to search for, by using Explore by Touch, the done button.
Done.
The
Wi-Fi signal full. Google contact. Done.
The done
double
button.
Tap to select. More options button.
The done button is
done.
Up in the
double
top
tap
left.
To select.
Up in the top left corner of this window. So I'm just going to double tap done.
Contact saved. Alex Blue.
All right. So as you see, contact saved.
419. Picture. Select to change.
And as you can also see, we are left in that contact. So now I could simply double tap the phone number if I want to.
419-226-5810, mobile. Double tap to select. Double tap and hold to long press.
If I double tap this number, it'll call it. However, if I swipe once to the right.
Text mobile.
As you see, because it's a mobile number, it allows me to text it. So if I double tap here, it would create a new text message with that phone number in the to field. It would probably put his name there, but the point, though, is it would create a new message, but it would have that info in the to field. I'm going to really quickly show you some other things.
Alex Blue.
I'm going to quickly... I'm going to quickly show you some other things that you can do. Now that we're in this contact, we've finished editing it and everything. I'm going to go to the top right where the More Options button is.
More Options button. Showing 6 items.
I double tapped it, and you hear we have 6 items here. Let's go through them and see what they are.
Edit.
Obviously, edit. If you ever want to make changes, such as his phone number changed, or you want to add another number, which you can do, and I can show you how to do that here in just a moment. But that's where you'd make any changes, such as adding any information and or just changing info that's already there.
Share.
You can share a contact with with one of your friends through whatever means that's there, but you could share the contact.
Delete.
Here's where you would delete the contact. If you no longer want this person, you simply would hit delete and they're gone.
Set ringtone.
This is a nice one. If you have certain people that you want to be able to automatically identify who they are before listening to caller ID, you can set a specific ringtone for a person. This will work on their home number, mobile number, work number, regardless of what number you have. In their contact, it will work. So if you've got 3 numbers in that same contact, it would work on all 3 numbers.
All calls to voicemail, checkbox, not checked.
If you don't want to be getting calls from this individual, you would simply check that checkbox and it would send all their calls automatically to your voicemail.
Place on home screen.
Here's a handy way of placing a shortcut to somebody on your home screen. And that's it. So we're going to go to edit real quick.
Edit. Contacts. Showing text keyboard.
And noticed it opened the text keyboard. I don't want it open yet.
Back button. Keyboard hidden.
We're going to add another number for this individual. So I'm going to find his phone number.
Add new.
Whoop, oh, I don't even have
to. Select. Groups. Add edit box. 419. Add new.
Anyway, as you see, right below the phone number is add new. I could find the phone number and then swipe, I believe, twice. Let me find out.
Edit box. Drop down. Delete. Add new.
There's also a delete here as well, and I did not know that that was there. You could delete from here if you can find it. As you saw, when I found their phone number, it doesn't delete the contact, it deletes the phone number. So keep that in mind. If you're in a contact and you're in edit mode like I am, the delete is not to delete the contact, however, to delete that number. So if I have more than one number, I would find the number and swipe twice to the delete button, because as you saw, the first swipe from the phone number is how you text them. So if you swipe a second time and you hear delete, that would delete their number. We want to add a new number for Alex.
Delete. Add new. Showing phone keyboard. Edit box. Phone.
As you see, it immediately puts me in the edit field for the new phone number and opens the keyboard and sets it to a phone number keyboard. Let's pretend that we now have Alex's home number. We're going to make up a phone number.
8 5 5 6 6 7 7 2 2 5 5 7 7 2 2 2 2 3 6 6. and phone. Edit box 419-226-5810. Edit box 567-257-226.
I made a boo-boo. The three, as you saw, did not take.
Three. Dash. Period. Delete. Nine. Delete. Six deleted.
So I deleted the six. The delete is beside the nine, just to the right of the nine. So I'm going to put three, six.
Six, three, three, six, six.
It's always good to double check after you've typed a number just to make sure that it took, because as you saw, my three didn't earlier.
Personalization is on. Two. Personalization. Edit box 419. Edit box 567-257-2236.
Done and done.
Back button. Keyboard hidden.
And now that I've added that number.
Edit box 567. Drop down list. Work.
Notice it set it to work. I don't want it as work. I want it as home. Let's double tap this list.
Showing nine items. Main, not checked. Home, not checked.
Home is kind of near the top of the list.
Work, checked. Home, not checked. Contacts.
All right, I simply double tapped home, and now.
Edit box 567. Drop down list. Home.
As you see, now it is a home number. So I'm going to save it by hitting done.
Wi-Fi signal full. Done. Contact saved. Alex Blue.
Now.
419-567-2. Text home.
As you see, the text button is still there, even though it's a home number. You still have that text button. Some carriers will allow you to send a text message to a home phone. What the person gets is a phone call that will verbally read to them the text message. I don't advise this unless it's really necessary, as this does charge if your carrier offers it. In most cases, it does charge for you to do so. As you can see, though, I have two phone numbers here. I can simply double tap the number I want to call, and it'll call. Let's go ahead and erase this contact because he's fake.
More options button. Showing six items. Alex Blue. Set ringtone. Delete. Alex Blue. Alert, this contact will be deleted. Cancel. Okay.
As you see, it's letting me know that this contact will be deleted. I have two buttons. I have a cancel button, which is going to be to the left on that row, and an okay button, which is going to be on the right on that row.
Okay button. People. Joe 201.
As you see, I am now placed back in my contacts, and Alex is now gone. I hope this has helped you out, showing you the basics of how to add things to a contact, and how to create a contact, and how to delete a contact. Until next time, take care.